This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are joined by Dr. Ashley Gordon, a board-certified plastic surgeon and co-founder of Restora Austin Plastic Surgery Center and the first surgeon in Austin that is tissue glue drain-free certified. Dr. Gordon, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome, and thanks for joining us once again, Dr. Gordon. So how does someone know if they're a good candidate for a tummy tuck, or if, for example, they would be a better candidate for something different like liposuction?
Well, that's a great question, and one that we get asked probably every day at my practice. And it really depends on the quality of the patient's skin and whether or not they have a diastasis recti, which, as you know, is the stretching of the fascial or the connective tissue between the paired abdominal muscles that usually is a result of pregnancy. So if a patient's skin quality is good and they don't have a lot of extra skin, they don't have stretch marks, and they don't have a diastasis, then really all you're treating with that procedure is the excess fat that they may have. So liposuction is a great option for them. But typically if they've had a baby, they have had some stretching of the abdominal muscles, they probably have some stretch marks and some excess skin, a tummy tuck is better in those patients because the tummy tuck allows you to treat, you know, all three of those problems, remove the extra skin, take care of the stretch marks, and tighten the muscle all at the same time.
Now, Dr. Gordon, what is tissue glue and how is it used during a tummy tuck procedure?
Well, tissue's really been a great advance in the tummy tuck because it's the first and only FDA-approved high-strength synthetic surgical adhesive, that's designed for use on the inside of the body. So we have adhesives that we use that we can use externally, but this is the first one that's specifically designed for internal use. And so, as you know, when we do a tummy tuck, we have to separate the layers of tissue. So the layer of the skin and the fatty layer is separated from the underlying muscle in order for us to repair that diastasis or tighten those abdominal muscles. So when we elevate those tissues, we actually create a space where fluid could accumulate postoperatively. And so typically that's where a drain would be placed because a drain would drain off that excess fluid and allow those tissues to readhere or stick back down in the week following surgery. Well, instead of using the drain now, we're using tissue glue, which comes in an applicator that allows us to apply drops of the adhesive in a very precise grid-like pattern. And the drops are about an inch apart. And once we place those drops, we pull that abdominal skin and the fat down, and then we just apply gentle pressure. And that allows a bond to form between those layers and reduces the space. So each drop is strong enough to withstand about 10 pounds of sheer force, which is pretty incredible when you think about it. And that's the type of force that your body exerts when you twist or bend or move. And so the ability of the glue to aid in taking away the forces on the tissues and on the scar help the patient to be able to stand up straight sooner. They have less discomfort. They're able to move around faster. And we've also noticed that their scars look a lot better very early on. And we believe that that is also due to decreased tension, not only on the tissues, but on the actual incision.
Tell us, if you would, what happens to tissue glue after the healing process is complete?
Well, those bonds between the tissue glue and the patient's own tissue start breaking down within the first few weeks after the surgery. And the tissue glue just breaks down into safe, absorbable components, and it's completely gone in a matter of months.
Today, we are once again visiting with Dr. Ashley Gordon, a board-certified plastic surgeon, co-founder of Restora Austin Plastic Surgery Center, and the first surgeon in Austin that is tissue glue drain-free certified here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Gordon, are there increased risks when tissue glue is used, or is there a possibility that fluid will build up without a drain?
There is a small possibility that the fluid would accumulate without a drain, but I think with tissue glue, as with all things in medicine, I think patient selection is extremely important. So we know that even though tissue glue has been a huge advancement, not everyone is a good candidate for it. And so someone who wouldn't be a great candidate is someone that is maybe a massive weight loss patient that's prone to producing excess fluid, a patient whose BMI is over 28, And also a patient that's having a significant amount of liposuction done along with their tummy tuck in the abdominal area or in the back area, because liposuction generates a lot of excess fluid after surgery, and that really doesn't allow for the adhesive to really work effectively. So if the patient's having a lot of liposuction, I don't offer them the glue because I feel like it would fail in that situation.
And overall, what are the benefits of choosing a surgeon who is tissue glue certified, and what questions should someone ask their surgeon if they are interested in the tissue glue?
Well, first, I would say by eliminating the need for drains in a tummy tuck, we've really eliminated the number one thing that across the board all patients complain about after surgery, and that's the drains. And also, it generates a lot of anxiety before surgery, before they actually have the drain, because they're worried about, is it going to be painful? Who's going to help me take care of it? How am I going to hide this drain if I'm feeling good and, you know, want to go out and about and run errands? What am I going to do with this appendage that's kind of coming out through my skin? And so we really eliminate that when we're able to offer them the glue. But I think for patients who are interested in it, as I said before, it's really about figuring out with your board certified plastic surgeon who has experience with this, if you're a good candidate for it. Because I think that's what's going to make all the difference.
Great information here, Dr. Gordon. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, I just think patients should just be aware of tissue glue, and I hope that more and more surgeons start to offer it, because we know that in the clinical trials, when patients had the glue, they required fewer postoperative appointments to the office, they resumed their normal activities faster, and they actually went to work an average of 3 days sooner than the patients that had drains. So I think that's very impressive that they're getting back to their lives, you know, faster after tummy tuck.
Dr. Gordon, where can listeners get more information on your practice, and how could one be in touch as well?
They can find us online at RestoraAustin.com, or they can call the office at 512-371-8817.
Once again, Dr. Gordon, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for all the wealth of information shared here today, and I do look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
All right, great to talk to you. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Ashley Gordon, a board-certified plastic surgeon, co-founder of Restora Austin Plastic Surgery Center, and the first surgeon in Austin, Texas, that is tissue glue, drain-free certified. And for more information and for contact, simply visit RestoraAustin.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.